Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever heard of gong bathing or a sleep concert? Now, it's possible you've been to an event before and fallen asleep, particularly if you're a new parent. I don't think I've made it all the way through a movie for about 10 years. Anyway, this is a concert where the performers actually want you to sleep through their performances. And here to tell us all about it is Erica Grant. Now, Erica comes from a classical music background, having played in orchestras before going on to make music for silent films, theatre, and even marching bands. And more recently, she's taken up creating gong baths for people in the Wellington region and beyond. She's one of the performers at the upcoming Longest Night Sleep Concert. It's part of the annual Lumis Arts Festival. And she's with us in the Wellington studio. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
We'd really appreciate you coming in, and we'd really appreciate you setting up your gongs, which, I mean, how long does it take you to set them up?
Not as long as you might imagine. It looks sort of impressive, and it is impressive, but it might take me like 20 minutes to set all that up.
Can you describe what you've got in front of you?
So what I've got a 28-inch UFIP tango gong, and then I've got various different bells and chimes. They're all UFIP ones as well. Yeah, I haven't actually counted how many things I've got right there, but okay. There's like three sort of levels of chimes and gongs and bells.
And so that we don't run out of time, I'm going to ask you right at the front if you can give us a little bit of a performance on them, and any instructions for people listening to make the most of this sort of short gong bath we're going to get from you?
Yeah, okay. So maybe if you can, if you're not driving or whatever, take a nice deep breath and just relax. Maybe shut your eyes if you can, and I'll do about 2 minutes of gong bathing.
I would encourage people to keep breathing even if they are driving, but I know what you mean.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll I'll stay out of it, and we'll just enjoy this gong bath. Over to you, Erica. Erica, I loved it.
Oh, thanks.
What is it about that music?
Well, I think that those sounds are quite evocative in a sort of temple or ceremonial kind of way. The gongs themselves, which was the first instrument I played, the lowest, bassiest one, that they seem to have a specific effect on the brain. So what they do is if you're playing them in the way that I was playing them, which is a kind of droning effect, it takes your brain waves from the sort of busiest, most, you know, everyday kind of thinking about what you're up to and all that kind of stuff, and it takes them and it puts them into a deeper state of brainwave, and I always forget the terms, which is which, alpha to theta or something like that.
Yes.
And so it, quite quickly it helps people get into really deep states of relaxation.
Gosh.
Yeah. So they are really effective in that sense. Yeah, it's really, really awesome.
Our text number is 2101. I'd love to hear what you thought of it. How did you come to the gongs, Erica?
Long story, but I had, like you sort of said in the intro, I've been a musician for a long time and was doing a lot of touring overseas with fantastic band Orchestra of Spheres, but would come back feeling totally burnt out and just sort of realised that the touring life wasn't really for me, but I still really wanted to be a musician.
Mm.
At that point, I got a great job at a local sensory deprivation tank place called Floatwell. Shout out to Floatwell, the best place in town. And started doing really, really deep, long relaxation kind of sessions there. And realised, like, oh, this is for me. So, yeah, I sort of then started learning about gong bathing and was just like, oh, this is interesting, I want to get into this. And then a local friend, an older guy, Simon O'Rourke, who had been collecting all of these gongs that I've got here, he'd just had them in his house for quite a few years and had sort of stopped playing them. So I asked him if I could borrow them or hire them. And he thought about it and then eventually said, do you want to buy them? And so I bought his entire gong collection, which was something he'd been like gathering over time. And you know, I don't know anybody else that has a gong collection.
You got so lucky.
I got really, really lucky.
Not a very productive trade me search, that one. Gong collections.
It's not, eh? No. I've tried. So, yeah. I just did it. I just started playing the gongs around town, set up gong bathing sessions in a couple of different halls in Wellington, and then just kept playing and people were coming along and telling me about their experiences that they were having during the sessions. And yeah, I just am really fascinated by...
What sort of feedback do you get? What do people tell you?
So often people go to sleep, which is, like you said before, that's what we want to do in our longest night gig. People, all sorts of things happen. So like we were talking about the brainwave states before, often when people go into those kind of sleepy, in-betweeny, dreamy spaces, they might have little memories that come forward from their childhood, or sometimes they remember something that they need to do, or like sometimes people cry, sometimes people get quite emotional. I think the sounds can bring about that sort of feeling as well for some people. All sorts of things happen. People tell me about feeling the vibrations moving up and down their body.
Yeah
so it's really, really interesting.
I hope you take this in the positive spirit it's meant, but Grant and I both felt, Grant texted and he named what I was feeling at the start. So it almost reminded me of a horror movie. It sounded like quite ominous almost.
Oh, that's totally a word I use for gongs.
Yeah.
So what I was doing at the start, I was rubbing what's called a rub mallet or a flume, a friction mallet across the surface of the gong, and that brings out all of those really spooky horror movie sounds. And what's interesting about that is I am doing a live soundtrack for a horror movie coming up for the Lummis Festival, so I'll be using some of those spooky sounds for that.
Tell me about this longest night sleep concert. What's the big idea?
Well, it's something that I've always wanted to do. You know, like when I was touring with Orchestra Spheres, I remember occasionally we would be allowed to play for 2 or 3 hours at a time, and you always get into these quite different states of consciousness when you, like, you know, you get to really explore different sort of musical territories. And I was just like, oh, 3 hours just doesn't really feel long enough. So
you're not playing all night, are you?
Oh yeah, we are. We're playing all night long.
For how long?
For 8 hours. So the gig itself starts at 11 and finishes at 7 in the morning. Yeah. And like, I guess, you know, there's other cultures, like, for example, Indonesian gamelan, that often have concerts that last for days and the players just sort of tag in and out.
Yeah.
Different Native American ceremonies happen like that as well. They'll be going for days. Indian classical concerts are similar. So we just don't really have an equivalent in the Western culture.
Yeah.
But I've just always been really interested in finding where the boundaries are of, like, exhaustion, I guess, or just like, and what happens after you've been playing for a long time. You get all these new ideas, or you find all these new pockets of energy that you know, you reach these points where you think you can't go any further, and then you discover, oh, I can. So I'm really fascinated by that kind of thing.
Yeah. So you will have other musicians stepping in from time to time, though?
Yes, so there are 7 of us, and I'm just going to tell you, I've got all the names. I didn't want to leave anyone out. We've got Ricky Gooch, who you might have heard of. We've got Chris O'Connor, both great percussionists, musicians. David Long, who's a fantastic, well, musician also, but he does a lot of soundtrack stuff. We've got Nick Hyder, who produces music and plays gongs also. And then we've got Zach and Holly Winterwood, who have a kind of deep listening sound journey duo up in Featherston. So we're all going to be playing.
And Ben Wood on sound. Do you get a bed?
Everyone gets a bed.
Okay, where is it?
It's going to be at the Great Hall in up at Massey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's cool. I love it.
Are you going to come?
Yeah, that would require getting away from my responsibilities to my 4 children back in Auckland. So, look, I'll put my energy into the reading party. Actually, gong music would be great, a soundtrack for reading as well.
It would be, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to tell us about it today and to give us a performance.
Thanks for having me.
It's part of the Loomis Festival, L-O-E-M-I-S, and there are all sorts of things, really interesting things going on at the festival. Would you mind giving us perhaps another minute or so, Erica, to see us out?
I would love to do that.
Thank you. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Erica Grant playing the gongs in our Wellington studio live. And thanks to the messages on 2101. Fascinating, says Ronya. Science tells us that the essence of everything that exists is vibrating at its own frequency, so maybe gongs and other things like singing bowls and humming and music in general get straight to our centre because it resonates with us.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.